This week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and at a time when there are even more challenges to our mental well-being, we decided to check in with Dr. Patricia Deldon, a University of Michigan professor of psychology and psychiatry, and the creator of Mood Lifters, a mental wellness program offering support for living a happier, healthier life. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Deldon. Hope you're doing okay.
I am. Thanks for having me back, Lisa.
Are you seeing, in light of everything that's happening with our global health crisis right now, a more of a need for mental health support these days?
I really am. Almost everybody I know personally and professionally is struggling in some way right now. Some people have more anxiety. Some people have more depression. Lots of people are feeling lonely. So it's a good time, really, to reach out and talk to you about ways that people can help themselves.
You mentioned depression, and I know since this is Mental Health Awareness Week, do you have statistics? I know you're a scientist at heart, of what percentage of our population deals with depression?
Sure. 1 in 4 women at some point in their life will have depression. It's less frequent in men. Maybe 1 in 7 or 8 men at some point in their life will have depression.
And we all have our down days, and certainly right now we have our challenging days. When do you know you need professional help to deal with depression or some other mental health issue?
Well, of course, if you're feeling suicidal, you should get help right away and not be embarrassed about it, because to me, even though I'm a psychologist, feeling suicidal is just a symptom of an illness, just like a cough is a symptom of a cold or a fever of the flu or of COVID or something. It's just a symptom, nothing to be embarrassed about. So if you're feeling like hurting yourself or hurting someone else, get some help. We hear about that all the time. So for sure then. But if it's not even that serious, if you're feeling down, depressed, losing interest or pleasure in things, crying a lot, that's a good time to reach out and get some help.
Why did you create Mood Lifters? How does that fit in the world of professional help versus people perhaps not thinking they want to go see a professional to deal with their situation?
Well, 70% of people want to fix themselves. They want to do it on their own. A lot of people don't feel like they need actual professional help, and that's where we come in. We're sort of the stop before going into individual care. And Mood Lifters, what you do is we've created a program where you learn to help yourself make changes that will lead to a life that is filled with pleasure and joy, meaning, and less depression and anxiety. But really, we're wanting to get to those 70% of people who would never go to a therapist or who wouldn't want to go to a therapist or can't afford it or don't have access to it. I shouldn't say that, because half the people that come to Mood Lifters also are in individual care. But we're also designed for those people, but also for people who wouldn't want traditional care.
So what kind of strategies do you teach or share in Mood Lifters?
Well, we do a really comprehensive approach, because we don't believe that one size fits all for people. So we take a holistic approach to mental wellness. So by that I mean, we know that there are biological and psychological and social causes and consequences of mental illness. And so we try to hit it in all those different areas. We try to teach people skills, everything from getting vitamin D and exercise and sleep, things like that, which are more biological, to encourage helping people regulate their emotions so that they can have less negative and more positive emotions, things like that, and ways to improve your relationships. So we really try to hit a wide range of ideas and topics.
We keep hearing relationships and connection are so important at this time when people are told to socially distance and possibly isolate themselves. Can you talk a little bit more about the importance of relationships?
So relationships are very critical for mental wellness. We know that people who have high quality relationships, it doesn't have to be a ton, but someone that you can really talk to and share and be open with can help prevent the onset of mental illness, but also shortens the course. Plus, it just makes life worth living. As Chris Peterson, the positive psychologist, said, other people matter. So really, I'm trying to improve or increase your number of high-quality relationships is really critical.
Since this is Mental Health Awareness Week, what message do you want to put out there? What should people know, or what can be helpful at a time when we're really focusing in on our mental health?
I would say that the most important thing to think about is everybody struggles sometimes. Everyone has stress. Everyone has trouble. And there are a lot of things that we now know that we've learned through years of research that actually can really help people live the life that they want, whether they have a serious mental illness like depression, bipolar, or schizophrenia. We now have strategies that can help people have a much better life. And other people who are just stressed out, feeling anxious or sad, we also have strategies that can help them live the life that they want. So I'd say don't be afraid to reach out, especially because we have all kinds of options. Like mood lifters is not the same thing as getting individual care, and we can help people to feel better no matter where they're at.
Why do you think there is such a stigma about getting help for a mental health issue? Do people think it's my fault and I should be able to just cure myself? They wouldn't do that if they had a bacterial infection, would they?
No, they wouldn't. Or, well, some people might, but I don't know. One of the things that's really the hardest for me as a professional to see is that people who have mental illness, part of what it means is to feel worthless or guilt or shame. And I know this will sound funny, but the best people I've ever met in my whole life have depression and anxiety. They're the sensitive ones. They're the caring ones. They're the ones who feel things deeply. So of all people who shouldn't, like if I could say who should or shouldn't feel guilt or shame, it's those folks. So it's kind of like a double unfairness. It's like these people, again, not probably every single person, but on average are the kindest, most wonderful people I know, and they're the ones who are struggling with this. And part of it, what it means to have depression, is not to feel very worthwhile. And I couldn't tell you how much it's the opposite of that. So I think that's part of it. And there's this whole, this culture of independence, like we should be able to help ourselves. And yeah, sure, we could. And that's what we try to do, is we try to help people help themselves with the strategies that we can, that we offer them. But we also know the skills. There are specific things that people could do to help themselves, and we just try to offer those opportunities in Mood Lifters, that information that we've learned over the years through science.
So here we are in the middle of a pandemic, and a lot of people are looking at this as a chance for a new beginning. Do you, Dr. Delden, have any suggestions on how we can come out stronger and better on the other side of this?
Well, there's all kinds of ways, and one of that's exactly what we're hoping for through Mood Lifters, for example. So we think this is an amazing opportunity. You have time or energy or effort to do the things that you've always wanted to do that, and can create a whole new life. I'll give an example. My 15-year-old son went into the pandemic, not in the best shape in his life, but he's been working out every day, and in this 2 or 3 months has made a major physical transformation. I think this is an opportunity for people to do both physical transformations like my son has, but also emotional and psychological transformations. People might have the time now to do the things they've always wanted to do. So to have to live the life of your dreams, to actually really reach your goals, it's not going to be a pill I can offer you. It's going to take work to live the life that you've always wanted. And maybe now during this pandemic, through Mood Lifters or reading or other kinds of growth and development, you actually might have time to actually do that work.
And you're the expert, but I think it's important to note that the help is available.
The help is available. They can go to moodlifters.com, for example, and they can see what kind of program we have to offer. There's all kinds of apps that are online. There's individual counseling that is being done through telehealth. There's all kinds of ways people can do growth right now, and maybe they have time and opportunities. So one of the things is just visualizing, where do you want to be in a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years? Who do you want to be? What do you want your life to stand for? And those are things that you can work on now, so that when we're not confined to home, you have the skills and the goals and to go out there and reach for them.
And Mood Lifters is online as well. If people want to get started on their own, can they, or is it a group situation?
It is a group meeting. We are doing Zoom meetings right now. We're about to start another one in June, so it's a good time for people to sign up. And, yes, we help people work through all these issues. We work through, actually, goals. So whether people have anxiety or depression or just stressful life or just not quite happy with how their life has gone, we can help them to develop strategies to have the life that they want, to live the life that they want. And that's what we do, this sort of comprehensive approach to building the life that you want. And we're, like I said, we're doing, normally we meet in person. We had been testing this Zoom online version before the pandemic hit, and we've been testing it because there's a lack of access to care in many regions. And a lot of people would just feel more comfortable calling in from their home. So we've been testing it and found that it works as well as our in-person groups. So we were able to switch all of our groups to online, and we have found, again, attendance is very good. And people have the same sort of improvements in terms of reductions in anxiety and depression and improvements in positive affect and relationships and sleep. And I do want to say, since it's our Mental Health Week, that we are developing one specifically for bipolar disorder as well. And we have found just through anecdotal, we still have to test it, that people with severe mental illness actually also benefit from mood lifters in ways that they even surprise themselves. And so we're hoping to test that and to use it for more severe illnesses as well.
That's Dr. Patricia Delden. She is a professor of psychology and psychiatry at the University of Michigan, creator of Mood Lifters. Thanks for joining us here on WEMU.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa, and be well.